CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And we are now going to go live down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where we should have on the line Carl Bott. Carl, good morning.
Hey, welcome to Shasta County Fairgrounds, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:05 here on October the 21st, and we are down here. We're down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds at the Stand Down, annual Stand Down event that's here to help homeless veterans and to help those veterans and their families in need. We have a number of great guests lined up here today, and we're going to talk about what goes on right down here at the Stand Down. But before we do that, we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. And we'll be starting with our guest around 7:30. But we want to talk about what's happening in our community, what's happening around the state and also the nation for a few minutes before we even get started here. But just on a quick synthesis of what's going on out here, I am sitting in the admin building right now with just hundreds of boxes of donated gear, clothing, food. They've got a hall next to us, next to Facero Hall, that has people sleeping in it. There's an outdoor galley outside where they're cooking for everybody. And some of the people are bringing in their breakfast right now. And it looks, you know, scrambled eggs and ham and potatoes and all that. It looks like a great breakfast here. We'll be talking about that. We're going to be talking to the people that have organized this today. We're going to be talking to people who have volunteered to help. We're going to be talking to some of our, you know, homeless veterans, court veterans, as they're called, volunteers that make this thing work, the County Veterans Service Office, and several others, as we find out what makes a Stand Down and why it's so important to our community and to the veterans in our community. But I believe we've got the market minute getting ready to start here, don't we, Bob?
It'll be just one moment, Carl. Carry on for about 1 minute.
Okay. All right, let's talk about our new police chief. Reading has named a new police chief, and the gentleman's name is Robert Paletti. He's 41 years old, and he's a police department veteran from Stockton. He served 18 years for the city. He's also served 21 years of service with the California Army National Guard, where he holds the rank of lieutenant colonel, and that includes combat time in Iraq. When we had Pete Hansen on, he told me during one of the breaks, he said, you know, you're really going to like this guy. And bringing in a new police chief outside Reading is just a little bit strange. It's something that hasn't happened in, you know, literally decades. But when you're looking for somebody that can run our police department and be here for a period of time, as you know, when Chief Hansen retires, we have three police chiefs that have retired from the police department. And, you know, and Pete did a great job, but he was here for, I think, like 3 years, 3 to 4 years. With Paletti being 41, he can take over here and stay, we would hope, for at least a minimum of 10 years, which is, we need somebody like that.
Okay, Carl, and real quickly now, it is 7:09, and we're going to turn to find out what's happening in the markets with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. She has this market minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Gains in European markets have helped the major averages push higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 158 points at 11,701. The S&P 500 is positive 16 points at 1232. The Nasdaq Composite is up 33 points at 2632. Active stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up $1.13 at $79.84. McDonald's positive $2.80 at $91.81. And Coca-Cola's up 58 cents, trading at $67.70. Local stocks of interest, AT&T is up 15 cents at $29.13. Costco's positive 17 cents at $84.43 per share. Walmart is up 54 cents at $56.90. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.20%. And taking a look at commodities, gold is up $33 an ounce at $1,646.60. Silver's up a dollar at $31.29. And crude oil's up $2.43, trading at $85.50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. 710 and 55 degrees. Look for a high today of around 83 degrees. And this weather report brought to you, of course, by Anselmo Vineyards. And Carl, we'll toss it to you briefly before we go to the break.
Okay, thanks. You know, it's always good to see what's going on in the market. Minute it happens at 7:09, 8:09, and 9:06 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. We appreciate getting a start, an early start of the good news or others from Wall Street. Hey, when we come back, we want to talk about are we going to be occupying Reading? Is it going to become a permanent site here? People joining the race against Herger, Think Pink, and also the latest ruling from the appellate court that overturned a decision saying that you can protest at funerals of the military. That's all. That's more right after these messages.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep turf builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
And we go once again to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott is standing by with the North Valley Stand Down. Carl? And once again down to Shasta District Fairgrounds with Carl Bott. Carl.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. 7:12 in the morning. We're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're talking with people. We're going to be talking with people from the Stand Down here today. A lot of things are also going on in the world that we need to, we need to talk about. And before we get to this, of course, very important day down here at Stand Down. It started yesterday. It's going to be going today and tomorrow and Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on that may be affecting us and our country here over the next few years. The appellate court has just overruled a decision, a lower court, that said that you can protest at funerals and you cannot keep people, you cannot put a distance on how far they're going to be. The appellate court overturned the Eastboro Baptist Church. If you remember, these are the ones that started this movement years ago, where they would go to a funeral of a soldier, a marine, or sailor, a serviceman who had been killed in combat, and would protest. And they would hold their signs up saying, "God hates them. Your son was killed because America supports gays." It was just terrible, horrible things they would say. I've been at one of their protests, and I cannot even begin to tell you how nasty they truly are. It's, you know, it'd be impossible for me to even say on the radio the words they use. So this has gone to court, and the first time it was said, yes, you can make a law that keeps them at least 100 yards away from the service. Well, this has been overturned. It says, you know, as heinous as they are, as bad as this is, you cannot restrict their right of free speech. And my problem with this is, I understand this. I support their their mission of saying these horrible things, they have the right to do that under the First Amendment. The question is how close can they get? Can they join the funeral procession? Can they stand right outside the home of, you know, or the church or the chapel and protest right there? At what point does it get to be too much? At what point is that wrong? At what point do you interfere so much with the family and the loved ones that this is just too much? But right now, you can't, with this type of ruling, it appears that they can do anything they want because they have the right of free speech. This then begs itself is what if you then have the counter-protesters, they try to get between them and the families. Perhaps it will be something if the police, say, step in and say, hey, look, because of a public disturbance or because of safety, we believe that we should move these people back, you know, so far. And under that, then it becomes a legal ruling and a safety ruling. Perhaps that will be it. I just know that this type of ruling, it gives the freedom of speech that we so much need and we so much require for our country and well, anywhere, that it also has an impact on those that have lost people and who have lost people in the service of our country. Okay, we've talked about our new police chief. We've talked about these. Pete Stiglitz, Colonel Pete, been on our show several times, ran for the Republican nomination back in 2010, and then called us the other day and made official his running again. It's back that he is going to run against Wally Herger. He has said that nothing has changed, that Wally Herger is not the conservative that he said he was going to be. He says he thinks, Colonel Stiglitz thinks that people are ready for a change. He says that too many Republicans like Herger have turned away from conservative principles like tight fiscal control, family values, and tough border security. Herger's campaign spokesman, David Gilliard, said the congressman welcomes the challenge. And, this is another person that says that he's running. Greg Cheeto, and we're going to have Greg on here soon, a real estate broker from Happy Valley, has also announced his candidacy. And Jim Reed, who ran against Herger last time in 2010 and lost, has thrown his hat in the ring. And so it's going to be a interesting race here this year with a number of Republicans making a run at Congressman Herger. Now, let's add this one part to it. Is Congressman Herger officially said he's running? Has he officially come out and said, yeah, I'm going to go again. I'm going to run for re-election again. Now, he has not said anything indicates he wouldn't by any means. But then, you know, it's 25 years. Is this the time for Wally to say, you know what? It's been enough. I've done enough. It's time for a change. It's time for me to step down. And if that's the case, then what happens? Who else at that point enters the fray? It's going to be a very interesting political year. Hey, Pat Bob.
Sir.
How are we doing here? We've got enough time here for a few more things.
It is 18 minutes after the hour, so yes, you have time for a brief interview before you
take the break. Let's talk about something that's near and dear to everybody's heart here. You know, yesterday the think tank was big. Last night, Linda and I were honored to be able to be emceeing the Vanity Fair program also. There's a lot of different things going on in our city. Of course, the Think Pink yesterday for the breast, you know, to fighting breast cancer, they gave out by 8 a.m. They had given out over 40,000 bags for breast cancer awareness down at the library and MDMG. That was just fantastic. And then last night, the Sundahl Bridge was a very, very bright pink in honor of what's going on here. It marked the NorCal Think Pink's 15th year, and of course the organization's motto is saving lives through early detection. We've had numerous doctors and spokesmen from the Think Pink organizations, American Cancer Society, that have been on our show. So last night was kind of a culmination for everything they did, and it was fantastic. Now, we also had the honor last night as you go to a Vanity Fair to be the MCs for Vanity Fair. Linda and I did. When we were there for the women's shelter, and it was a women's fashion show that Linda, of course, was in charge of, and and it was a beautiful, like the 50s type of fashions. Hundreds of people in attendance, mainly the ladies of Reading, and they raised money for their emergency funds. It was Gene King, Christy Hansen, all the people that put that on did just a great job, and I can't say enough about that. And they raised money for the funding there. And three of the women from the Voices there, who were also modeling the clothes, came out and spoke about their experiences. And I can truly tell you that what those women have gone through, what these women have gone through is just horrendous. And the fact that they survived and now they're thriving is the term they use, that they're thriving, is a testimonial to just what the women's refuge can do for these women that are in need and their families. So, again, we were honored to be there. It was a great event and a great success. Now we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple of other things. After Gaddafi, is it time to legalize marijuana? Maybe we should take a look at that one and see what the people think. And defending rural America. And then at 7:30 after the break, we're going to start talking to the people right here for Stand Down. This is Carl Linda Bott, and by the way, Linda is on assignment and is on her way to another area here in the state to get some things done. So, but she'll be back, of course, Monday morning. And what have you got, Bob?
All right, Carl, we'll go ahead and take our break. Be back in 2.5 minutes.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twinview Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And we are at 7:24 and 30 seconds here on KCNR 1460. We go once again live to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott is standing by with the North Valley Stand Down. Carl.
and Carl. And welcome to live radio.
There we go. Let's try that. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. Are we back?
You're back.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, as we said earlier, on her way down to a different part of the state. I'm out here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down, but before we get talking, people are lining up here, and we're going to be talking to the people that organized it. We're going to be talking to volunteers. We're going to be talking about, to the people that it helps, to give you an idea of just what is going on down here and what it does for our community. We've got a few more things we want to talk about, of course. You know what? We talked about, you know, marijuana. It just seems like yesterday we ended up talking about marijuana and the amount of activity that goes on in the marijuana fields, but also the dispensaries and what's going on. But for the first time in more than 40 years, and a Gallup poll released this week showed that 50% of America thinks marijuana should be made legal, while 46% do not. And it's in democracy, a majority should rule, said Tom Gallagher, a criminal lawyer and officer with the Minnesota chapter of the, you know, pro-marijuana group. And, you know, if that's the case, you know, if we just did that and there's nobody arguing against it, then Prop 8 would be the law of the land. Anyway, people are realizing that we're spending hundreds of millions and arresting almost a million people a year, we're not stopping marijuana use. Well, that's, you know, that is absolutely true. So the question is, at what point do you roll over and say this is wrong, or do you take the idea that marijuana is not good, that marijuana is a gateway drug, and all those other arguments against it? So, but for the first time in more than 40 years, 50% of the people think marijuana should be made legal. Now, of course, you don't know what the question was, and I always have a little bit of a problem when I go to these things where I don't know what the question was. It could be anything that gets what they want. Okay, maybe that's a way, though, is to help with another poll that says 7 in 10 people think the country is headed in the wrong direction. The extreme funk has settled over the country, and Americans remain very gloomy over the economy, and more than half say President Obama does not inspire confidence about the recovery. More than 7 people in 10 believe the country is headed in the wrong direction, and in a new high, 43% describe the nation's economy as very poor. Among those surveys, less than 40% say Obama's proposed remedies for high unemployment would increase jobs significantly. You know, this goes on to what we were talking about yesterday, with bringing truckers across, bringing the Mexican truck lines across into our nation. And even if that everything that the country says is true, that they can track every truck, that they can make sure they're all safe, that every driver has been checked through, has made a background check, which I don't believe. I mean, we don't do that to our own people. And the fact that all the trucks and trailers will be surveyed and be inspected. How can you go into this economy and say we're going to be taking jobs from hundreds, if not thousands, of small businessmen and companies that will not have to hire truck drivers because we now have the trucks from Mexico being able to cross the border and go deep into the United States? Another example, in my opinion, of a wrong decision at the wrong time for Obama to do this and to roll over to Mexico on this, I believe, is so wrong. And again, if you wanted to talk about this, if our economy was strong and find ways of making something like this work, which again, I just disagree with completely anyway, but then to have this happen when our economy is, again, unemployment, only 403,000 people this week put in for unemployment. Oh, gee, that's down from 420,000 and 410,000, but guess what? 403,000? Well above what it's going to take for this economy to recover. And we have no jobs even keeping up close to this. So many things happening, so many things that are going on in our country, so many things that need to be fixed. And I guess we should be, we're really, really fortunate that it's an election year and that people will have a chance to talk, have a chance to say what they believe.
All right, Carl, we're going to break away for the Fox Business Report at 7:30 and then back to more from the North Valley Stand Down with Carl Bott at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. This is KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street kicked off the trading day with a strong rally. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up triple digits. Meanwhile, third quarter earnings for General Electric failed to impress investors. The company's profit met expectations at 31 cents per share, while revenue of $35.4 billion came in slightly higher than estimates. But CEO Jeff Immelt says the company's margins hit a low for the year during the quarter, and shares are trading lower on that news. And new details have emerged about Groupon's much-anticipated Wall Street debut. An updated filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows the company plans to sell 30 million shares in its initial public offering at an asking price of $16 to $18 each. Even at the high end of that price range, Groupon's value comes in well below its initial expectations of $15 billion. The company will begin trading on the NASDAQ November 4th under the ticker symbol GRPN. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
And it is 7:34 on KCNR 1460, and we go back down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds with Carl Bott. And Carl, on the line also with us, we have Amy Dendis. She has our Friday fitness tip, so it's a busy morning. Good morning.
Oh, well, yeah, welcome back down here. We're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, as Bob just said. We're inside Fitzgerald Hall, Infinity Hall, for the North Valley Stand Down, our annual stand down. It starts officially this morning at 8 o'clock, but before we get to that, we want to talk healthy with our favorite healthy person, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, today I want to talk really quick about how to get the biggest bang for your buck when we're talking about calories and nutrients. You know, you've got to keep those bones strong and your immunity strong and your muscles mighty. So let's talk about better bones. I need to make sure everybody's getting good vitamin D. We're all typically low in vitamin D. So canned fishes like salmon or tuna or fortified dairy or even fortified orange juices now have vitamin D in it. I also need that vitamin C from bell peppers or Brussels sprouts or strawberries. And how about also good calcium sources for those bones, like low-fat choices of dairy or leafy greens or even tofu. And to keep that immunity up as we go into wintertime, make sure you're getting plenty of antioxidants from things like cranberries, blueberries, carrots, sweet potatoes. Keep that iron up in your blood with good solid beef, maybe some soybeans, clams, any kind of legumes or liver. And hey, I need you guys to get good fats. Fats are important. Good omega-3 fatty acids, like from salmon or from avocados or walnuts even. Finally, for those mighty muscles, I need everybody to stay up on their protein. Good choices, lean choices like turkey, poultry, chicken, even beans and low-fat dairy. Again, cottage cheese is a great source. So just some really good ideas for the biggest bang for your buck to get those nutrients in to keep your bones strong, your immunity high, and your muscles mighty.
Well, Amy, you know what? I'm just, you know, I'm so pumped up here.
Mighty muscles.
I'm going to be standing on my head here doing push-ups here pretty soon. And if anybody epitomizes the healthy look, the big smile, the toned body, it's Amy. So.
Aw, thanks, Carl.
All right,
well,
thank
you,
know, you very
we
much.
Saw one of your, we saw one of the people you trained came in the other day, and I looked at her and I said, just besides the fact you're looking really great, I said, you're standing. You know, what is it? And she goes, Amy is, you know, the posture queen. It's got me standing straight. It is.
Great.
It's true.
Good. Okay. That's good. Glad to know I'm having an impact.
It does. It's work. You know, you have to work at people, but it works. And yeah. this is Amy from Adams from Speak Performance, a great place to go to, my friends. Hey, Amy, thanks a lot. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Amy. All right. And, Carl, we're back to you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm right down here at the North Valley Stand Down at Shasta District Fairgrounds. And I'm with Jim Richards, who is the president of the North Valley Stand Down Association. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. You want to tell our listeners what Stand Down is?
It's a organization that helps the homeless and needy veterans of Northern California. We've been doing this as our sixth year, and we've been here at the fairgrounds, and we have a lot to offer the homeless and needy veterans of the North State. We have meals and clothing and sleeping quarters for them. We have medical care, dental, eye, and alcohol and drug counseling, and Social Security's here, Shasta County courts here, Women's Refuge. We have DMV with driver's license, identification cards. We have the alcohol and drug counseling. We have the veterinarians of Anderson Veterinarian Clinic up here helping us. We have food stamps as well as transportation and a lot of other things to offer the homeless and needy veterans of the North State.
Yeah, I wish everybody could see this. Are we coming across okay there, Bob? Can you hear us okay?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
great.
You got about a minute till break.
Okay. Well, you know what, breaks, you know me, breaks are just, that's a suggestion. We'll get to them when we can. Down here, you should see this. They've got tents set up. They've got, tables, chairs. They've got a dining facility in the sense it's almost like a mobile kitchen from the field. And we're going to be talking to the chef here in a while. I see volunteers out there that are helping, and we haven't even officially started yet. Yesterday during the court days, or the court assistance, over 20 veterans were helped with what they're doing with that. Now, Jim, from what I understand it is that you have court assistance with misdemeanors
and violations, minor violations. And if you do have a felony, we do have legal here that will advise you on everything that you need to do. We have the child support where we set the set it back. We maybe even adjust it for you and lower it. We also have DMV here that's helping with the driver's license and identification card for you. We have the courts here will be bringing you in and registering you this morning at 8 o'clock, and then from there you will go in later in the afternoon to court. You will be able to work it off. Your sentence will be time spent here working and helping the other veterans. So,
you know, that sounds, you know, that helps people. You know, a lot of times with the court on these minor things is that what's happened is they're working, our veterans are working, but they've gotten behind, or it may be a traffic, something as simple as going through one of those red light cameras, and you get hit with a $465 fine, which of course is way too much. But that pushes them over the edge on being able to pay their court fine or being able to put food on the table. And so when they don't pay their court fine, then they get their license suspended, and it is a vicious circle. But this is where you can help people down here.
Yeah, you fall down into that circle, and it's hard to get out, especially now with all the finances and no jobs, anything out there. We just have a hard time. When they come here and see this and get involved and pull this stuff off their records, and they can fit back into society, they get their driver's license there. We had a gentleman here last night that just did it, and he's so happy he can go see his daughters there. He can get his car and make a trip back to see his daughters. He hasn't seen them in 2 years. So it's panning out down here. And this court system is just outstanding, how they come in, and there's no problems. They just give you 4 hours, 10 hours, 14 hours, and it's easy work. You come here, you're helping the other veterans. You just feel like you're at a, what would you call it,
You're part of a movement here, of a movement that's very positive. Okay, Matt, Bob, I know we have to take a break here. We're down here at the Facero Hall. Carl, Linda's on assignment. I'm down here in the middle of this, and I couldn't be happier because I see veterans and other non-veterans helping each other and helping veterans that need a hand up and not a hand out. And that's what it is about this. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, and our time is 7:44, and once again, live radio. We have we apparently dropped Carl, and I'm waiting for the line dropped. And we're waiting to make sure that is him back on the line. Well, we'll go ahead and find out. Diving off into the brink here, good morning. Is this Carl back on the line?
I am back on the line here.
Indeed.
Yes, I'm back on the line. You can't, you know what, Bob? Bad Bob, I know what you did. I know you want to run the show. You cut my line. You know what, how could the lines, everybody knows that cell phones work all the time.
Absolutely reliable, yes.
Equipment we have. I've got so much equipment sitting here on the table, all of which is hooked into something which I don't understand, and a red light keeps blinking in front of my eyes, which I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
We do have a caller on the line, sir.
A what?
We have a caller on the line, by the way.
Okay, I'm ready. Who is it?
Okay, we have Brian on the line. We're going to bring him in right now. And, Brian, you are live on KCNR 1460. Good morning. And Carl's on the other line. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going there?
It's going fine, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, are you guys providing transportation for those vets that aren't able to make it out there?
Yes, they are providing transportation to the veterans that can't make it out. Let me get a hold of Jim Richards right here. And Jim, where is the what kind of transportation are you providing?
The VA Medical Center is providing transportation. It comes all the way from Yreka down to Yuba City.
Okay, so Brian, do you need a? Are you in Redding itself?
Well, I'm just curious, so that the listeners out there know. I just wanted to let you guys know that what you guys are doing, that is so fantastic. You're showing compassion because you're understanding the fact that, you know, when you're down and out, things happen. And, yes, it's like a domino effect. Things start to fall apart. And I got to tell you, this city, the city of Reading, I mean, they look out for their own man. They look out for their veterans. And I just want to say thank you and God bless all of you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, Brian, everybody was listening to that, and they appreciate those kind words you said about the work they did. And, yes, there is transportation for anybody that can't make it out there. And is there a pickup spot right here in town, Terry?
Yes, the last pickup is at the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street.
Okay, if you can get to the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street, they have transportation out here to the veterans stand out. Out here at Shasta District Fairgrounds. But, Brian, thank you so much for that phone call.
You bet.
All right, Brian, thank you. And, Carl, you're back.
Okay, now, Jim, just tell us, can you give us a quick synopsis of what's going to happen for the rest of the weekend?
We are going to have the gates open up here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to have them pouring through. They're going to go in and get registered, and then they'll go through our process of going through and getting issued gear and medical care. And then we have entertainment down here that's going to be going all day, and meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for them. We have the animals out there where they can, area where they can leave their dogs. They can get vaccinated and all that taken care of. We're going tomorrow morning. We will have court. Let's see, today's Friday. We will not have court tomorrow, but we will have a lot of displays and stuff here. And a lot of activities going on, medical care again, and a lot of counseling will be coming, and representatives from different organizations throughout the communities will be here.
Okay, Jim. Well, you've got a full day, and I know, you know, you're sitting here, you know, chomping at the bit because you've got to jump up and run. We appreciate all the time you've taken with us right now. We appreciate so much what you do. And, you know, I can't say enough for what you and your organization have done and do for our veterans.
Thank you, sir. Gotta go.
Yeah, he's right. I can, literally, he is trying to keep him in this chair. You know, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a gentleman here that is Carl Kite, who is kind of experiencing what we're talking about with the veterans. And what's going on in his life. This is Carl and the Bob. This is Free Fire Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
Get ready for for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Escape for a fabulous evening of exotic cuisine and entertainment during the Taste of Greece at Mercy Oaks on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy a mouth-watering array of authentic Greek dishes and pastries, followed by Greek dancing and music. Your $40 donation helps support the St. George Greek Orthodox Church Building Fund. Seating is limited. Call Nina Pappas for reservations at 246-8809. That's 246-8809. The Taste of Greece, Saturday, November 12th at Mercy Oaks, just off College View Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR time 7:51. Make that 7:52. Checking the weather real quick. 54 degrees outside right now. Today's high 83. The overnight low in the mid-50s. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now we go back down live to Fasaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott is standing by with the North Valley Veteran Stand Down. Carl?
Hey, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley support the veterans. Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans at their store. The Espresso Joe is a great coffee, finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. But mainly that Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew support our veterans and our veterans community here. I'm back here with a gentleman by the name of, if I get this right, Carl Kite.
Kite,
K-I-T-E. And Carl, you're taking advantage of what's going on. Actually, taking advantage. You are participating in the program out here with the stand down. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. They're just, they're wonderful down here. For the longest time, I didn't know where to start or what to do, and they're getting everything lined out for me. And, you know, I'm getting legal help. I'm getting help with child support. I'm getting help all the way around. And, you know, for the longest time, I thought there was no help out there, and basically there wasn't. And then I come down here, and, you know, I almost teared up being so happy about the way they are helping me and set me in the right direction.
Okay, when we talk about sometimes people don't realize is that small things can help out, you know, somebody that's been having problems out here. And in this case, I know specifically that child support was one of the main things that's caused probably most of your problems in here.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't want to say anything bad about child support because, you know, when you father children, you got to be responsible for them and you got to do what you can to provide for them. You know, but when when it's an excessive amount and you end up losing your license and your job, it just starts a snowball effect. And basically that's what's happened to me over the last 20 years.
And this is, I know when I've talked to you a little bit before we got started today, Carl, was that what this gave you was an opportunity to talk to people with, you know, in an atmosphere that was a lot more conducive to trying to see what you can do to get all this back online. Like you said, you know, the child support, it's not that not paying child support, it was that so many things snowballed on you over a period of time that's caused a lot of the problems.
That's absolutely correct. And if you're a homeless veteran or you know somebody that's a homeless veteran, get them down here. I can't emphasize that enough because, you know, it gets the ball rolling. And now I see a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, prior to that, I really didn't.
Well, to the contacts you make here, not just with the legal, but the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and a couple of other places down here, had you been talking to them before the stand down started?
Yes, I've talked to them before, but it wasn't until this last time that I got down here early enough where I was able to meet up with the people that were going to be able to give me legal help and help me take care of the fines and things like that that has accumulated over the years. So yeah, it's wonderful down here. And you know, if you need medical attention, I mean, just, you know, even if it's just coming down here to get an assessment to see where they can help you, and it's just, you know, it's overwhelming. It really is.
You know, one of the things I've noticed since I've been here, well, for the last two or three times that I've been down here for the stand down, is the amount of assistance that the people here are giving. And with a genuine, I mean, this is like a genuine feeling of, we want to help you. We don't, you know, there's no like, oh, you poor guys or you're taking this. This is a genuine, they're giving out of love for our veterans here. And to be able, they want to be able to assist people that want to be able to have, you know, to take that step forward and to fix things.
Well, you know, once again, you're absolutely correct there. They don't do this just as a job. They do this as a heartfelt wanting to generally help people out. And that's, you know, you see that down here anywhere you look. So for the many programs that they do have, take advantage of them.
Okay, Carl, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on. And you've got, you know, I talked to Carl offline here, and it was it's a story of so many people that in today's society that, you know, things that were, that they could handle and things that were under people's control until the economy started going south. And when it did, you know, the system isn't set up really to make allowances or to change quickly. And once it starts going south quickly, there's not too much you can do. You get caught up in one of these, you know, and you get rolled over in many times. And so I believe, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but the stand down gives you, you know, like a ally there. You know, you've got your, you got a battle buddy back here that's going to be able to help you and to help you get started back, to recovering your life, I guess.
That's absolutely correct. And in closing, I want to stress that if you're a veteran or you know a veteran, get them down here. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today. Hey, Bad Bob, how much time we got?
We have just under 2 minutes to the top of the hour.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to some of the people that are down here that have been helped with the with the courts. When we come back after the break, they're going to be talking to some more volunteers. The county veteran service officer is going to be here today. We've just got a lot of people here, and I can't tell, if you have not been down here, even if you want to come down to volunteer or donate. And we always need donations down here. You just come on down to Facero Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Ask for Terry, or you can just ask for anybody down here that when you come into the admin offices, they will be more than happy to help you on this. And again, the services are offered, including veterinary services for those veterans and their families that need help with their animals. Medical, dental, Shasta County Women's Refuge is down here. Veterans, not just the Veterans Administration, but also Social Security, General Assistance. The big thing, of course, is court assistance, and you need to get down here soon to get signed up for the court assistance. Job services, unemployment insurance. I can't say enough about everything that's going on here. I'm looking at just tons of stuff that's been donated for this. This is Carl in the Bot. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then we'll be back right after that from the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bye, Bob.
And this is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. NATO appears ready to stop bombing as some Libyans gather around where Gaddafi was captured and killed. Others are lined up to see his bloody body. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in our Middle East Bureau.
And NATO's senior commander says he's recommending an end to the airstrikes, NATO's civilian protection mission that's widely seen as having helped the rebels take control in Libya. Separately, NATO today declaring it did not know that Gaddafi was in that convoy it hit yesterday. He later died. His body is now on display in the city of Misrata as celebrations continue, but one UN agency says it wants to know the cause of death. A local doctor quoted saying Gaddafi likely bled to death from a stomach wound. Dave?
Alistair, can insurgents be reasoned with?
We're not sure that there may be no appetite for talking on the other side.
Secretary of State Clinton talking about the Taliban, and while in Pakistan, she's also just said the U.S. has reached out to Haqqani militants. They're blamed for recent attacks in Afghanistan. Free trade, now a done deal with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. President Obama this morning signed the new agreements. Now, this dates back to NAFTA. A Mexican truck will make a first-of-its-kind delivery in Texas today. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, the North American Free Trade Agreement signed in 1994 by President Clinton was to allow Mexican trucking companies deep into the U.S. to make deliveries. It's been hotly contested over security concerns, as well as by union leaders who said it would cut jobs for American truckers. But today, a delivery truck from the Monterrey area is expected to cross the border at Laredo, Texas, and after passing inspection, will head to a Dallas suburb to drop off industrial supplies, Dave.
Evan, there's a rally on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 217. News Corp is going to pay the family of a murdered British schoolgirl more than $3 million for the now-shut-down tabloid paper hacking into the girl's phone voicemail and a scandal still being investigated. News Corp is our parent company. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A Sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage financial software with Sage connected services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage financial system so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Libyans aren't just celebrating Gaddafi's death there. Some are cheering here, too.
Sarah Bershon, who returned to Chicago from Libya 2 weeks ago, says at first she wasn't sure whether it was real, and then it sank in. Muammar Gaddafi is dead.
Then I thought of all of the mothers who lost their sons and all of the girls who never got to grow up in a country as their own.
Abraham Shalabi in Kansas City says he looks forward to going back to his home country now.
I'm excited about that they caught him and now he's out of the picture, because if he's still around, it will be more chaos.
Some Libyans in the Midwest describe the last 24 hours as an emotional roller coaster. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Some Somali pirate could spend the rest of his life in a U.S. prison. That's the sentence he faces when he becomes the 11th pirate to plead guilty to hijacking a yacht, killing four Americans in February. A prosecution expert faces tougher questioning at Michael Jackson's doctor's manslaughter trial today.
Today, it'll be the defense's turn to cross-examine propofol expert Dr. Stephen Schaefer, who gave the jury an interactive display of the IV setup he believes was used when Michael Jackson died.
People just don't wake up hell-bent to grab the next dose in a syringe, draw it up and shove it in their IV again. I mean, that just, it's a crazy scenario.
But that's exactly what the defense claims happened. They say Jackson gave himself the fatal dose of propofol. But Dr. Schaefer testified that it's unlikely, if not impossible, for Jackson to have been awake enough to dose himself, based on the amount of drugs found in his system. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The nation's biggest private employer, Walmart, is cutting back on health care coverage, citing rising costs. The retailer would no longer give benefits to new part-time workers it hires who work less than 24 hours a week, and full-time Walmart employees who smoke will pay higher premiums. And Lindsay Lohan did report for duty at the L.A. morgue, arriving early for orientation a day after the actress was turned away for being late. This is all part of her community service. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:05, and we go once again to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott is standing by for the North Valley Veteran Stand Down. Good morning once again, Carl.
Hey, man, Bob, welcome back to the show here. Linda's on assignment today, and on a different, she's not even in the Reading this morning. She took off after last night after we did the Women's Refuge. And, we did a fundraiser there, which was just, it was a huge success. It was, a night in the 50s. It was called Vanity Fair. Enjoy Magazine, partnered up with the Refuge, and it just did a great job, and listening to the women that had been assisted by the refugees was also, it was just absolutely heartwarming to hear people that were before just barely surviving now are thriving in their lives thanks to the help of the refuge. And of course, Think Pink yesterday, huge success. Over 40,000 of those little bags were given away down at MD Imaging and also at the post office. And of course, I don't know, Bad Bob, did you go down and look at the bridge last night and see how beautiful it was?
I did not get the opportunity. I want to go do that if they're still doing it this evening, or is it just a one-day deal?
You know what? I'm not sure. Maybe we should find that out so we can tell people. But the idea yesterday when you wore your pink socks, your pink hat, and a pink tie, I thought was, it's truly a symbol of, of solidarity with the Think Pink organization and, of course, the pink sunglasses. I was just a little bit concerned. I was concerned a little bit about the pink toe polish that you were wearing. I figured that if you're in for a nickel, you're in for it all, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Bob? Trust me, nobody wants to see my toes.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're down here with the North Valley Stand Down Association. They're doing Stand Down 2011. It started yesterday, and it's going today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And they're helping people. They're helping homeless veterans, or all veterans. And it's not a handout. It's not, let's just give you this. It's a hand up. It's helping them with those things that are in their lives that they're going to need some assistance with. Yes, we have homeless veterans. We're going to be talking to homeless veterans, but those who've also been helped in the court system, and the types of services they have down here are just extraordinary. If you need a ride down to the fairgrounds, you just can go to the Good News Rescue Mission, and they have regular transportation. In fact, they have transportation. Terry, you're walking by. You're one of our wonderful volunteers. You have transportation from Yuba City to Yreka. And do you know where they're picking them up at up there?
Yreka's the Armory, Mount Shasta, the Armory.
The Armories at Yreka and Mount Shasta.
Rescue Mission.
Or Yreka, I should say. And Yreka, Mount Shasta, the Armories, and the Good News Rescue Mission here in Reading.
Yes. And the Chico VA in Chico.
And there's others, but those are the major ones right there. Bad Bob, how are we? Do we have our Wells Fargo Minute ready to rock yet?
And give me about one more minute.
Okay. Now, when we're here, when we come back after the break, we've got a gentleman by the name of Reginald who came to us from Sacramento, came all the way up from Sacramento to see if some of what he was going through, if he could be assisted. And so far, the news has been good. But again, I emphasize this is a organization that is, you know, for these 4 days that are helping veterans that may be temporarily homeless or even homeless all the time. For their veterans and their families, their pets, they have job services and unemployment, insurance information, medical, dental, like I said, veterinary services, County Veterans Service Office, the Women's Refuges here, clothing and hygiene and comfort set kits. We've been talking court assistance, and that's what we're going to talk about here when we get back after the break. Driver's license and ID information, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration, general assistance. You know, they have entertainment during the day. All this is from volunteers that are here to help. If you need information and you're not hearing it right here, or you need more after the show, 356-0342, 356-0342, and give them a call, and they're more than happy to pass on this information. And if you know of anybody, any veteran that may need this kind of assistance, please let them know that we're down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They can catch a ride from the Good News Rescue Mission, or they can, if they can get down here themselves, there is nothing but people that want to help here. There is no judgments. There are nothing like that. There are people here want to help the veterans. Okay, Pat Bob, are we there?
Yes, indeed, Carl. It is 8:10, and it is time now to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. She has this market minute. Susan?
Good morning. Well, stocks are rallying this morning on the perception that European governments are closer to finalizing a deal to contain the debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 192 points at 11,733. The S&P 500 is positive 18 points at 1233. And the NASDAQ composite is up 36 points at 26.35. A few active stocks on the NASDAQ: Intel's up 48 cents, trading at 24.09. Apple's up $2.40 at $397.71 per share. And Starbucks is up $1.34 at $42.33. Local stocks of interest: AT&T is positive 19 cents at $29.18. PepsiCo is up 21 cents at $62.34. And PG&E is positive 35 cents at
$42.98.
For commodities, gold is up $25.60 an ounce at $16.38. Silver is up 87 cents at $31.15. And crude oil is up $2.17 at $88.24 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And good morning again, and thank you very much. And, Carl, we do have a question from the chat room. Are they taking food donations down there at the stand down? While you check on that, we'll go ahead and take a brief break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Where it is 8:14 on a Friday morning, and a quick look at the weather. It's going to be high today near 82. Tonight's low 53. Looks great throughout the weekend. Currently 56 degrees in downtown Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we now go once again to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where Carl Bott is standing by with the Northern California Veterans Stand Down. Carl?
Yeah, good morning, Bad Bob. Linda's on assignment. In fact, is not even in Reading as we speak right now. She's on her way to Sacramento to get some things done down there. You know what? The up in Anselmo's, Holly Day is going to be singing up there this weekend. So if you want to, you know, if you want to listen to that, she's just outstanding. 474-5546 to make reservations up there. You can't go wrong up there. It's a great dinner, great meals, great ambiance. People up there are so friendly. That's Anselmo's Vineyards. Now, I'm here back, as Bad Bob said, to Shasta District Fairgrounds with Stand Down 2011. And as this has been set up to help our veterans that have had, you know, through circumstances that, you know, sometimes life, you know, deals you a hand that's kind of sometimes hard to overcome. But they don't quit. They don't give up. And here's where the people from the Stand Down, they're here to help people. And our guest for this segment is Reginald. And Reginald, you came all the way from Sacramento.
That's correct, Carl. I came from Sacramento to operate the Stand Down here in Shasta. The people here have been fantastic. Terry, Jim, and the staff have been wonderful in helping with services. I need the legal services and all the other operations as well. So I thank all the veterans and also all the civilians who are working hand-in-hand with us to make sure that Stand Down is successful. This is great.
Well, Reginald, have you ever been to a Stand Down before?
No, Carl. This is my first Stand Down.
Okay, so, I mean, you would say, I mean, when you come up here and you see the organization here and what they have for the veteran, I mean, was it what you expected? Was it more than you expected?
Carl, this is outstanding. As a Desert Storm veteran, U.S. Air Force, come out of Trappist Air Force Base, I've heard about the Stand Down over the years, and I've seen others who participated, but I've never imagined such generosity as received from our organization here. They actually help us stay the night. They provided food. They provided services. They've been really friendly. They've been open. And you get a real harmonious atmosphere among veterans and civilians that this is for assisting veterans and also others who are coming back. So this is going to be great. I think all veterans should take advantage of it, as well as civilians and others who want to help the veterans in working to bring cohesiveness together. This is our country, and we have our veterans fought and died for our country, and I think this is the kind of service that they really need, and it shows in that point for all our veterans, as well as the ones coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, you know, Reginald, we don't want to get political with this, of course, but what you said is so true, and that's not a political statement in the sense that we have hundreds of thousands of veterans that are returning every year from war. I mean, we've been at war for 10 years. And the VA has backed up over 1 million cases as of, you know, last week. If this country does not help their veterans, then our country weakens itself. And again, this is not a political statement. This is just a fact of life. Now, we don't want to get into your intimate, you know, to what you're here for, except to say is that, have you been helped since you've been here?
Call the legal services. So the services that Shasta Stand Down providers have been outstanding have been miraculous. They picked me by the hand, they completed the motions, they completed the trial, and today I'm going through the next step of actually talking directly to a federal judge, and I think it's outstanding. This is where I can help my wife who has terminal cancer and my daughter who is in college, and I can put our lives back together and work our way forward to deal with productive parts of society. So I'm just overjoyed about being here, Paul. I am. So I really thank the Shasta Northern Stand Down Association and staff. I think it's great. I think all veterans and for the things to be a part.
You know, Reginald, thank you so much. I mean, you've really kind of like you've captured what they're trying to do here. And again, it's to help get our veterans back on a path. You know, they may have wavered it from it, no cause of theirs, or maybe there has been a cause, but nobody judges here. The only reason that they're set up is to help our veterans right here. And coming up from Sacramento or coming down from Yreka, coming, you know, from the different counties, I can't say more except that these people don't ask for anything except to be able to help veterans.
I totally agree, Carl, and I can say we want to thank everybody. The Shasta Sandown, this has been fantastic, and thank you as well for broadcasting this to the rest of the community. And we just ask everybody to come and donate again.
Hey, Reginald, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, Bad Bob, are you there?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Okay, we want to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got another one of the veterans that we're going to be talking to that the stand down has helped. After that, we're going to be talking to the County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to talk to some other volunteers. We're going to talk to the man who cooks all the food here and has been doing this for years. This is Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio. We're down here at the North Valley Stand Down Association's Stand Down 2011. Come on down and join us. It's right here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside the Presero Hall. Come down, say hello. Bring donations down here. Come down and see what's happening. I think you'll really, really be impressed.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, where it's coming up on 8:23, and we go once again to the Shasta District Fairgrounds and join up with Lieutenant Colonel Carl Bott, retired, at the North Valley Veteran Stand Down. Carl?
Hey, Ben Bob, thanks a lot. Yeah, we're right down here at the Shasta District Fairgrounds with Stand Down 2011. We're down at Presero Hall, and with me is the man who makes it work here as far as making sure everybody's fed, Chef Jim Leedy. And good morning, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Jim?
Yeah, good morning, Carl. Did I say Jeff? I meant Jim Leedy. I can't read my own writing this time. Now, you work for...
I work for Holiday Inn in Reading as the executive chef.
And you've been doing this for how long?
This is my sixth year since 2006. And, you know, we come down here and we do 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we average 200 to 300 meals at a time.
And you're doing this because they're paying you great deals of money to be here.
I am making a killing here, $200,000 a year. This is strictly volunteer and compassion. Being a veteran of 23 years, it's my opportunity to give back to the community.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
I so much appreciate that. Now, I know that you're providing some great food down here. Can you tell us how, you know, somebody said that you have the meals prepared before you get here. Is that correct?
Well, what I try to do is I stay very organized, get everything coordinated logistically. And we used to, in the past, we'd have a military cooking trailer down here. This year, we're working straight out of the kitchen. But everything is looking good. I have menus already prepared. We try to put everything together in a military fashion, so it kind of brings back a little nostalgia. There will be SOS served on Sunday morning.
But not today, though.
But not today. We try to save that to the end.
Is this the real SOS here?
This is the real SOS.
You know, for people that don't know what SOS is, I'm not going to really explain it, except that the last two words are on a shingle right there, I believe, and it's done with gravy and what kind of meat do you use?
I'm actually going to use ground sausage this time. Makes a better dish. We used to use just ground beef, but it's nice to have a nice mix for that.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, you know, if you've been in the service, that having that is kind of, it is nostalgia. I have seen it in the previous years. You've cooked out here in the Army, like a field mess out there. So it's a little bit different this year.
It's a little bit different. We're transitioning into a different era now to help take care of these guys. One of the things that we're going to try to do is do more barbecue and get more of an outside feel going. Some of those military things that we had availability of aren't available anymore due to other restrictions. So we're going to start moving forward in another way. But the food is always going to be great, and it's going to be hot.
The food's always been great here. And Jim, the Holiday Inn, they let you off for this. Is that correct?
They sure do. Our owner, Bert Myers, is great to me. The managers there, they support what we do. They allow me to do a lot of different things during the year. I got my hands in a lot of cookie jars. This is a big one, and they support that. Another thing that's great about it is I got lots of caterings coming up. We're doing the rescue mission this weekend, and they've allowed me time off for that. I will go back and help them with that, too, but it just makes it a little more interesting.
It does. You've got a lot of these. And so Holiday Inn is supporting this, and I can't say enough about that. And your boss, what's your boss's name again?
Bert Myers.
Bert Myers. And, you know, this is the kind of community support that we've come to expect from our businesses, both large and small, in the community for this. And, like, this is your sixth year, so obviously you are enjoying this.
I really do. I love to serve. I love to serve these veterans. And most of all, I like to hear their stories.
You know what? Those stories are something else, aren't they? I mean, you're surrounded by history right here. Anyway, Jim Leedy, the premier chef from the Holiday Inn, who is his sixth year here at Stand Down. We can't thank you enough. And a 23-year veteran also.
Thank you very much.
Of the Army?
Army and Navy.
Army and Navy. Well, okay. Couldn't make up your mind. Huh? Okay. But which one did you like the best?
I actually like the Army better.
Okay.
They're closer knit, a little more community, and, you know, they fight fit.
Okay.
So it's great.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, how much time we have, Bob?
We are just over 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've had the opportunity to be talking to people that have been helped by the Stand Down. We've got other people lined up here. We're going to be talking to after the break. We talked to Jim Richards, who is the president of the North Valley Stand Down. The people have been helping him, Carrie, and of course Frank Rose, who's been sitting here as my right hand man, keeping all this straight. He's the public relations, but he's also keeping all this straight for us. We're going to have on after the break Jim Young, the Vermont County Veterans Service Office. We have a young gentleman here by the name of Mark, who is an Iraqi war veteran, and we'll be talking to him. One of our younger veterans out here that is being assisted by the group here. They're going to have, this is the last call for court, and it's going to be at 10:30 today that they have to be. If you have not signed up by 10:30 today, they're not going to be able to help you down here with the court. So anybody that's going to need help, any of the veterans, if they haven't gotten here now, they have to be here by 10:30 to sign up for, to be helped in the court. And again, it's court assistance with misdemeanors. You've got to be by the fairgrounds today by noon. And, but you have to sign up by 10:30, and they've already helped a number of people so far. Bad Bob, where are we at?
Well, not quite a minute. Well, a little over a minute, in fact. But, Carl, just, I don't know if you have any numbers with you, but do we have any idea of the number of veterans who are in dire straits in our county, which I think is just a horrible situation when you think about the service that these individuals gave, and now they're living in very poor conditions. Do we have any idea of any numbers at all, or is it really hard to count?
Well, you know what? We'll have those numbers for you as we go through, because if we wouldn't have them here, I don't know where else could you find them. You do know we have a large number of veterans that live in the county itself and in the city, and there are a number of homeless veterans that live in our county. We'll get more specific on that. We have the Veterans Service Officer on
that. All right. And about how many people do you think are down there right now?
Oh, right now I'm looking at well over 50 people. So far. I mean, just there's hundreds of people around here counting the volunteers.
All right.
Last night, Frank, how many people would you say you spent the night last night?
All right, Carl, hold that thought. We're going to cut away for Fox News, and we'll be right back in
about
3 minutes.
All right, when we come back, we'll have your statistics. And thanks for asking them for me in the last 5 seconds of this.
All right.
Fox News Radio, I'm Richard Johnson. Herman Cain unveils a new wrinkle in his 999 tax reform plan, Opportunity Zones. The goal is helping neighborhoods in need of jobs with exemptions from zoning and building codes and waiving the minimum wage. Cain also says once his full tax plan takes hold and businesses expand.
And because of the features that we eliminate in terms of all of the confusion in the current tax code, then revenues are going to start to go up.
Rick Perry's in D.C. today, privately previewing for lobbyists the economic plan he'll formally unveil next week in South Carolina. As Muammar Gaddafi's body sits in a freezer awaiting more exams, NATO's top commander says he's recommending the 7-month air campaign over Libya end soon. 2 ninth-inning sacrifice flies yield 2 runs and a win for the Texas Rangers over St. Louis. No surprise to the Rangers' Josh Hamilton.
Our team is like that, and the Cardinals are like that. So it makes for a good ball game.
The World Series now even at 1 game each. Fox News, we report. You decide.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics.
Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
This is Free Fire Radio.
And it's 8:34 on a Friday morning here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And we once again head down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds to join live and on the telephone Carl Bott with the Northern California Veterans Stand Down. Carl, good morning once again.
Hey, Bob, thanks a lot. We're down, just like you said, down here at the Facero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds, for the stand down that's going on here with the North Valley Stand Down Association. And I'm not sure how many years they've been coming down here. This is the sixth year that this has been going on. It started yesterday. It goes today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And as they say, it's for all homeless veterans or veterans in need, and it's a hand up, not a hand out. And that's really important. And they're here to help the veterans. And with me right now is Jim Young from the County Veterans Service Office.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning. I'm having problems with Jim and Jeff today. Everybody that says Jeff, you know, if there's a J on it, your name immediately becomes Jeff. Anyway, Jim, you're from the County Veterans Service Office, and you see a lot of veterans during the month anyway. Is that correct? Correct.
And so what makes this place special? What makes this important?
Well, it's like you said, there's a lot of transients. There's a lot of homeless people, and a large percentage of those, or a percentage of them, are veterans. And we're here to help them get a hand up, not a hand out. We're here to identify pension claims, medical benefits, disability claims, those benefits that they may not be aware of, to help them with a better and more fruitful life.
Okay. Now, we've talked, some of the questions that we were talking about before we had the commercial break was, last year they helped about 250 veterans during this time frame. But I asked you about, and it's a good question, is the number of homeless veterans that you believe. I mean, you've got a good idea. You see so many people. Would you say the number is, you know, in the thousands, or is it in the hundreds? How many homeless veterans here in Shasta County?
Well, it's kind of difficult to get a good number on that because of the lifestyle that they do have. But hundreds, you know, I'm not really sure what kind of number to put on that because I don't have any facts. But the idea that you can help even one person with their life and make an impact on them is well worth it.
I know one of the things that everybody's talked about when I ask about the numbers is it's very difficult because of the mobility of the homeless, that they're being moved. You know, they can't stay in any one spot if they're, especially if they're camping or like this, you know, they might be 2 or 3 days here, 2 or 3 days there, and they just keep moving around. So it may be difficult to identify that number.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that a lot of them do suffer with certain types of disabilities that will either cause them or prevent them from associating with other people, authority figures, and things like that. So it's difficult to get them to come in, so a setup like this makes them feel a lot more comfortable, and we're able to get them, and it's not like they can turn the TV on and get the information. This is more of a word-of-mouth type of thing.
Well, most of our homeless probably don't have access to TV or radio, and, you know, maybe radio more than TV or the papers that they see, so a lot of this is just posters being put up, or, like you said, word-of-mouth to get the word out. The people that you see here then, so would you say it's the first time you've seen many of these?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've been involved in this for about 6 years, and every year there seems to be more and more that are coming out, and I don't necessarily see the same people over and over. Very, very few of those.
Would you say there's a new trend in the veterans that you're helping? Are they younger? I mean, we've got so many returning from the wars. Are you seeing younger veterans coming in, more female?
We're seeing more of them coming in now. The information that's being put out while you're in service does help them to identify some of those benefits. Now, whether they file the claims before they get out of service, which is a push that military is trying to do, but once they get to the counties where they're at, they're starting to come in and ask for more and more benefits and find out what's going on. The other thing is dealing with a lot of the elderly, too. There's an increase in pension claims that we have to do simply because of the economics right now.
Yeah, also is the backup. The backup in the VA reported at over 1 million cases at this point. How severe an impact is that?
It seems to be slowing quite a bit of the processing down. However, there are certain types of claims that we can try to get addressed and get those things expedited. Terminally ill, over age 70, if they're homeless, if there's financial hardships, if they're having their homes repossessed, things like that. The VA is sensitive to those issues, and they do try to get those expedited.
Okay, so the ones that are terminally ill, losing their homes and all that, they at least will kind of get into a fast track.
Yes.
But then, okay. This is, you know, the fact that we have a Veteran Service Office. Each county does, and having people like you and Bob and all the people that help in the Veteran Service Office, I can't thank you enough. And you know, we salute you from KCNR for all the good work you do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, hey, Pat, Bob, we're going to take a quick break here. Is the connection still good?
You are sounding excellent there, Carl. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. So make that 3 minutes here on Free Fire Radio with a quick check of the weather, and then back to more with Carl Bott down at the North Valley Veterans Stand Down. 605-4567 if you want to join in the conversation right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Wind River Casino presents a benefit concert evening for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They grant wishes for local children with special medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. The evening stars Kevin Sharp, a Make-A-Wish survivor himself, award-winning country vocalist, motivational speaker, and author, with opening act, The Billies. The Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert is Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Join us in making a child's wish come true. We can make a difference. Purchase your tickets now. $20 for concert seating. Reserve a sponsor VIP table for 8 with champagne and dessert, $400. Cabaret dessert tables for 4, $200. Tickets available at Wind River Casino, both Mary's Pizza Shack locations, and both Utopet locations. Join us Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. for the Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert starring Kevin Sharp. We can make a difference. Special thanks to Q97. For more information, log on to windriver.com or contact Barbara Harrison at 229-0398.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you?
Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
8:44 on a Friday morning here on Free Fire Radio. Taking a quick look at the weather, it's going to be high today in the lower 80s, call it about 83 degrees. Tonight's low 53, sunny, and mostly in the lower 80s throughout the weekend. Looks like a great weekend to get out and about. Currently, it is 56 degrees in downtown Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we go once again down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds to join up with Carl Bott. And, Carl, we do have a question from the chat room. And that question is there a place down there for listeners to drop off donations of canned goods? Or if not down there, where can they drop off donations for a food bank to aid the veterans?
Well, you know what? You can bring it right down here to Passaro Hall. Just come on back to the fairgrounds over to the on the side here, and they have people standing by that will take donations and anything that you bring in. And thank you very much. And I know the chat back is involved in this because they are involved in anything that helps our community. I would also like to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue has, they've supported the veterans. They've supported the veterans throughout their whole tenure at their location. They have veterans discounts. And trust me, my friends, take a step back in time to back where you can get a great haircut at a great price and you don't have to worry about somebody wanting to gel your hair. They just give great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold, that's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Hey, we have now down here, they helped, like I said, over 250 people last year. We had around 15, 16 people spending the night last night. And our next guest is one of the younger veterans that they see out here. And Mark comes from, he's one of our OIF, OEF, graduates and is now back here in Reading. So, good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Now, you've been in Reading now for about 5 months, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You've come to, you are currently out of a job.
Yes.
And, you know, discharged from the Navy, with a disability, or no disability?
No disability,
okay,
yeah,
no
working
disability.
On it.
Okay, so you are, and so now you're up here, and where did you hear about the stand down?
Yesterday I went to Employment Services, and Barbara there told me about it, so I figured I'd come down here and check it out and see what it was about. Hopefully get some help so I can get myself on my feet.
So what do you think so far? What have you seen so far?
Vets getting the help they need to get up on their feet. You know, a lot of good people are here. It's just a really good environment to be in. If you don't know what to do if you're lost and confused. I mean, especially to you youngers, vets out there, you know, I know they don't tell you everything in the service, so come on down here and you'll get the help you need.
You know, one of the things I like about the stand down, and it's almost like you see in some like the Justice Center, Family Justice Center, is this is almost like a one-stop shopping. Everything that it could be, every organization that could help the veteran is under one roof. And yes, it's for the homeless veterans, but I believe that, you know, veterans are having a problem in courts. Veterans are having problems in employment. This might be a great place to come down.
Yeah. I mean, it says for homeless vets, but I mean, I live with my ex-wife's family right now. You know, they're putting a roof over my head to help me out, and you know, it's not just for homeless vets. You know, it's here to help you get you on your feet and get you going and put in the right direction. If you need help, this is the place to be.
You know, that's one of the things that's been going on for 6 years is a way to help veterans. And and like we said, if you know a veteran that's having problems with jobs or he's having, counseling, you know, maybe perhaps mental problems or counseling problems or just generally need some assistance, this is the place to come to. Right down here, the Shasta District Fairgrounds. If they don't have transportation and you can't get them down here, then get them to the Good News Rescue Mission, and there is transportation from there to here. Now, you know, what if you, okay, do you feel, I know, Mark, that sometimes things look rough. Oh. And I know if you're just talking to you that you're like, you know, what's next? But something like this, does it give you perhaps that ray of hope that you can take the next
step? Yeah, it helps to, you know, see that light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, when I first got here, I had to get everything in order and things came up. But this is great. You know, it's everything under one roof, so I could walk around and get everything done that I need to get done.
Right. Okay, you know, our guest was a gentleman by the name of Mark, and we don't give out last names here anyway. But, you know, Mark is a young man. How old are you, Mark?
33.
And a Navy veteran, has served in OIF, OEF time frame, is back here in Reading, and has found, as many have, that there's, during this economic downturn, it's already tough enough to make a transition from the service to civilian life, and many times, no matter what the service does, it can only take you to a certain point. And then when you have an economic downturn like this, it's just another step that makes it harder for our young veterans. And so, again, this type of stand down, this type of service which puts every service that can help a veteran under one roof, allows you to have uninterrupted time with the services and concentrated time. Do you feel like you get more done here in 2 days than you would in 2 months on the outside?
Yes, I do. It's, like I said, everything's under one roof, and you can get so much accomplished in a short period of time. And for you guys out there, you know that's what you were trained on doing, getting a lot done in a little bit of time. And this is it right here.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. Hey, Bad Bob, we're going to take a break here. And I want you to come on and talk to me after the commercials. Come on, Bob, I have a couple of things I need to talk to you about, okay?
All righty, sir. It is now 10 minutes before 9 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Got expired or unwanted prescription drugs? If so, bring your unused or expired prescription medications to the Sears parking lot at the Mount Shasta Mall on Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a safe way for you to dispose of unused or expired medications. That's Saturday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sears parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall. For more information on the disposal of unused or expired medications, call 245-6858, 245-6858, or log on to DEA.gov.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
I just was playing an ad about it.
Back down. No, I won't back
At 8:53, we go once again down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds to join up with Carl Butt one last time at the Northern California Veterans Stand Down. Carl?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Next week, starting Monday, we're going to have Project Taken with Cameron Gamble. We'll be on Monday. And, of course, our yellow cab philosopher, Jay, talking about what's happening in the cabs and what's happening on the street and in beautiful Redding in the North State. We're out here at the Stand Down with the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going to and from, it's going from the 20th yesterday all the way through the 23rd. If you need help with court assistance, you have to be here by 10:30, and then they're going to help. And they've done a lot of assistance to our veterans, our homeless veterans, and for our veterans with, you know, with misdemeanors and minor court problems. Also, this is not a giveaway here. This is a hand up, not a handout. And I can't say enough about that. What they're doing is they're putting every organization that can help a vet in need under one roof out here to help. And there were so many volunteers that are here. But one is, and it's a little bit different, is Rebecca from Chico State. And she's here just to help. Is that right?
That is correct. We come out actually every year. We're from the social work. We're from the social work program out at Chico State, and we kind of come out every year. So this is my second year. Last year it was just amazing. Spent 2 days out here. Today I will specifically be helping with the food stamp program and kind of getting that word out to veterans and stuff. But we have many students here helping with just the various things.
That's great to hear. And are all these in the social work major, I guess, or program? Or are these just people that want to come out from the college?
I think most of them are Chico State social work majors, either in the master's program or the bachelor's program, because we really push it in the social work program. But we do try to spread the word throughout campus, so you're going to get a lot of other majors, too.
Well, you know what? This is, I guess, you know, I've been coming here for the last 2 or 3 years myself, you know, walking through, and I didn't realize you all were out here. And I just would like to applaud you for that, for coming out and helping our veterans. Are you all learning anything?
Of course. Of course. This is the field that we want to get into, is helping people. So what a better opportunity than our vets.
There you go. And I think that having the opportunity, I see some more of the volunteers over there from Chico State. Ladies, how are you enjoying yourself so far? Oh, they're going to come on over too. Is anybody their first year here?
Actually, both of these.
Okay, well, come on down here. And what's your name?
Athena,
what do you think after seeing this? Or, I know it's just begun, but
it's
what
just
do you think?
Begun. I'm still unaware of what I'm getting myself into, but I'm really excited.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Angelina.
Angelina?
Yep.
And is this your first year, too?
This is my last year in the BSW program.
Okay.
My first year here, yeah.
First year, so what do you think?
I love this. I think it's very empowering. I love to see the community get together and work for the volunteers and for the veterans.
That's great. You know what? I can, you know, like I said, this is, I probably should have known that y'all were down here, but didn't. You know, I wander through here with my head in the clouds most of the time anyway. Hey, Dad Bob, how much time we got left?
We got about 3 minutes, and not to light your fuse, Carl, but the chat room just made a real interesting observation. How is it that the party in power wants to cater to Mexican truckers, but we can't take care of our veterans because there's not enough money?
You're right. That would light my fuse already before I talked about that. And the... But what we're talking about here is the positive aspect of what's going on with our community and our young people that are here to help out. Now, so this is your second year here?
Correct.
Is this your last year of being here because you're moving on to someplace, Rebecca?
Actually, I'm hoping to get into the master's program, so I'll be out here. Plus, I'm a Redding. I live in Redding, so I'll be out here.
You'll be out here anyway,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes. I've got brothers that are in the military, my son. So, yeah.
Well,
I'll be here.
Oh, that's great. Son's, which branch?
He's in the Navy.
Well, thank you so much for what you do, and ladies here, I hope that this is something that you all are really going to enjoy and that you'll get a lot out of here. So, Rebecca, thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you.
And we're just over 2 minutes, Carl.
Okay, yeah, you know what, the fact is that it's been said that a country that doesn't take care of its veterans is, you know, it's on the downward trend. You know, that's not the exact quote, of course. But the thing is if you can't take care of your veterans who are out there fighting the wars, you know, it's only like 1% of the population. And yet we're seeing right now, you're seeing the administration looking at ways that they can take those promises that were made, that those services that the veterans have earned, and take those away or charge them for it when before they never did, and say that, oh no, we need to this, we make these budget cuts on the backs of our veterans. I don't understand that. You know, as you said, we talked about the truckers, but there's so many other things that we spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on, that if you just look at your priority, you take care of your house, you take care of those who defend you, you take care of those first responders, you take care of those warriors who put their lives on the line. Should that be a priority? Should that be not a higher priority than spending billions to countries where it goes into dictatorships?
Well, you'll get argument out of the chat pack, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? You know, our chat pack is those types of people, is that they believe in supporting the veterans. They believe in what's going on out here. I cannot say enough for Jim Richards and Frank Rose, and all the others that we have talked to today about, they're out here. And I encourage people to come down here today and look at what's going on at Stand Down 2011. It's the sixth year for it. We're down to Shasta District Bear Grounds. We're inside Facero Hall. If you've got something you want to donate, come on down here. They take clothes, food, and, of course, money. You know, it doesn't hurt to drop off a couple of dollars down here, too. And you've heard from the veterans that's helping. There isn't one of them that isn't feeling encouraging about this. And that is so important.
That's all the time we have, Carl. Thank you very much.
Remember one thing, Bob. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR.